Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to be here.
So November is a time when we kind of tend to reflect on the many blessings we have and how grateful we are. So why are you grateful this time of the year?
One of the things I'm most grateful for is Blue Ridge Regional Hospital and the people who work there. Those people are committed. They're committed to this community, to each other, and when we need them, they're there.
And, you know, and that's the type of thing when you think about it, it's kind of like a lot of things. You don't need it until it's there or not there. And if a crisis occurs in the community, say, it really takes a group of people and all hands on deck to make that type thing work out, doesn't it?
It does. Blue Ridge Regional Hospital is a small hospital, and there are times of the day when there are really relatively few people there. At nighttime, around 15 people on a typical night between midnight and 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so in order to be prepared for emergencies that would require we have more people there, more hands to help, we have systems and plans and processes that we practice so that we know that we can assemble a larger team of qualified people to help in the event of an emergency.
So now recently you had to do a little of that. Tell us about that.
We did. Twice in the same week, we had what we refer to, it sounds sort of like a military term, mass casualty, but sadly in our country, we are having to plan for domestic mass casualty events, whether it's an active shooter in a school setting, a bombing. We all know the terrible stories, and so we have to prepare. The two events that we had certainly don't compare to those kinds of events, but in a small community, in a small town, they were major events. We had a bus of volleyball players who were leaving a local sporting event, and their bus had an accident going down the mountain towards McDowell County. And a number of those students were injured. All of them needed to have medical attention and to make sure if they didn't have an obvious injury that there wasn't something else going on. So in that circumstance, both Blue Ridge Regional Hospital and McDowell Hospital prepared for immediately, as soon as there was notification through our communication system, which is a very fine, very skilled team of people. We got notification that there was a bus accident. Then we immediately sent out the message, and we have an automated system that we can contact everybody to let them know that we've got an alert, a potential mass casualty event, and then we determine what resources we need and prepare.
So now that was the bus accident, and fortunately, like you said, they all had to be checked, and there wasn't any real bad injuries from that, which was a good thing.
A fabulous thing.
But at the same time, it just reminds you that you've got the mountain out there, there's lots of other hazards, and things can happen.
In fact, every year we do an analysis of all the things that could possibly go on. What are the most likely things that could happen? Because those are the things we should be the most prepared for.
Yeah.
So this kind of an event, a bus accident, is on our list. We have bad weather. We have treacherous roads. So we do prepare for this. And we did have students who were delivered by EMS to our hospital. By the time they got there, we had extra staff in place. We had teams throughout the hospital who had assembled and prepared additional stretchers for the emergency department. We had people on site and ready to support.
And as always, it is comforting to know that it's there.
Yes.
So now there was another one?
There was.
Tell me about it.
There was a gas leak situation in a dormitory at one of our area colleges. And all of the students, the number I recall is around 150, had to be evacuated and all of them had to be assessed. This college event overwhelmed several area hospitals. 150 young people is a lot on any of our hospitals, and a lot of our area hospitals are small. So we did have students from this college delivered by bus to Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Again, we got notice through emergency management that they were coming. Before they reached our campus, we had additional staff there. There were people who we didn't even say, it's necessary, we must have you come in, who once they got the notice said, I might be needed, I'm going to go. And the team assembled. We had plenty of help. We were ready when they got there, and very quickly they were examined, taken care of, and prepared to be transported back to their college campus.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on Healthcare Update with more information from Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, about things to be grateful for this time of the year. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation and tomorrow's, sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you again to our guest today, Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, and thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Updates.